Since 1937, the Lights of Spiritual Guidance has been proclaiming the love of Jesus Christ. We seek to lift up Jesus, who brings light into a darkened world. Thanks so much for listening to this broadcast of the Lights of Spiritual Guidance. Good morning. I hope you and your family, I hope you've had a wonderful Thanksgiving. This is Thanksgiving weekend, and I always enjoy this time of the year as we take time off and spend time with family. It begins the holiday season, the Christmas season, and I certainly enjoy this time of the year. I'm going to be featuring a sermon preached by my father titled Infinite Realities, talking about the things for which we can be thankful that we have in Jesus Christ. And I'm so thankful for the year that I've had in ministry. I did something I've not done before and I'm doing today. I thought I would tally up just how much I worked this past year. I had a total of 46 preaching points during the year 2023. 23 revivals, 10 Sunday appointments, 3 camp meetings, 9 Wednesday night Bible sessions, and 1 conference. 46 in total. And I'm so thankful for God's faithfulness throughout the year. Thank you for praying. Thank you for believing in this ministry and this radio program. Thank you for supporting this program. I am indeed thankful. I hope you enjoy the message by my father. And also, I hope you'll pray for me as I am in revival services this weekend, this final weekend of the month of November in Lebanon, Tennessee, at the First Church of the Nazarene. As I noted, my last meeting of the year 2023. So do pray for me. It'll mean so much. And don't forget to include us in your giving during this Christmas season. It would mean so much because we're not working or creating any kind of revenue for the ministry. So I hope you'll pray about that, and if the Lord lays it upon your heart, that you'll send us a gift. It'll go right back into the ministry. It doesn't come to me personally. Hope you'll pray about that. You can write to me, The Lights of Spiritual Guidance, 1915 Cottage Avenue, Columbus, Indiana, 47201. Again, the address, The Lights of Spiritual Guidance, 1915 Cottage Avenue, Columbus, Indiana, 47201. Or you can go to our website, lomanministries.org, and you can give through the Venmo or the PayPal tab there. Thanks for praying about that. Father, I pray for the sermon that Dad will preach for our people. We're so thankful for them. We're indeed grateful for all you've done for us through your Son, Jesus Christ. Bless now the remaining part of the program. I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
In a field without word, we are but seeds in his eyes. So he nurtures with grace, and his hands work the earth, that his fruit may be sanctified. Come harvest time, come harvest time. What thanksgiving we will show when the plowman brings freedom from the earth here. Oh, what joy will be known when he gathers the souls of the seeds he has sown. Thanksgiving we will show when the plowman brings freedom from the earth here below. Come harvest time, oh what joy will be known when he gathers the soul of the seeds he has sown.
Now, just for a little while, I want to share with you from the third chapter of Ephesians, beginning with verse 1. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you ward, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ for the gospel, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things but Jesus Christ, to the intent that now under the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Verse 16, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. I want to speak to you for just a little while on positive realities. are infinite realities, things that you can know for a certainty, things that there's no question about whatsoever in our relationship with the Lord. If you'll notice in this passage, he speaks about the promise in Christ in verse 6, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. He speaks about the unsearchable riches in Christ in verse 8. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles, that you and me, the unsearchable riches of Christ. In verse 11, he speaks about the purpose in Christ, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. In verse 17, the indwelling Christ, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height. And in verse 19, the love of Christ, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. And in verse 21, the glory in Christ. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Positive realities. Things that we know. Things that are of a certainty. A positive awareness of these things that God has made available to us by and through our relationship in Christ Jesus. If you will study the Ephesian epistle, it would be amazing if sometime you'd sit down and underline everything that we have in Christ throughout this book. It speaks about heavenly places in Christ. It speaks about the infilling or the indwelling Christ, as I mentioned. In this chapter, you know, the Bible talks about things that we can know. The Apostle Paul, and I preached about it the other day, I know in whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. The book also says to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. It states also that we know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren, and beloved whom to know is life eternal. There are some things that are just as positive as the breath that we breathe in Jesus Christ. Outside of him, we have nothing. If you have him, you have all of his. But if you do not have him, you can have no part of his whatsoever. But he speaks in this passage, beloved, the fact that some of these things in times past were a mystery. Notice, if you will, he says how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore, in few words, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it now is revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Did you know that you can live so close to the Lord in the realm of divine grace, that some things that used to be a mystery have been revealed to us? You know, there's one passage of Scripture that says, eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of man the things that the Lord hath in store for them that love him or walk uprightly before him. And they stop there, and they attribute all that verse to what you can look forward to in the glory. But beloved, the next verse states that it has been revealed unto us by his Spirit. He reveals some things. He shows us some things, those of us that walk uprightly before him. But some people say, Mr. Lohman, a lot of things are still a mystery to me. There's a lot of things that's a mystery to me too. And I've been studying this book for over 53 years. And my friend listened and sat at the feet of some of the greatest preachers in holiness circles. And some things still are a mystery to my heart that I don't understand. I cannot comprehend. But beloved, hear me. There's some things that's positive. I wouldn't advertise my ignorance today for the world. But there's some things that I used to know that I've forgotten. In fact, I studied algebra in school. And if I had to work an algebra problem today and it meant my life, they'd take my life before they took the picture on the hillside this afternoon. And I studied geometry, and I wouldn't know how to begin to work a problem in geometry. I studied foreign language, but the foreign language that I studied didn't relate to the ministry, and I've about forgot all I ever knew about Spanish and Latin. I might remember about a half a dozen translations, and a lot of those things that I used to know that I've forgotten. But ladies and gentlemen, there's one thing that enlarges the spiritual garments of my soul. And I look back 53 years ago, the 18th of this month, and at a little homemade mourner's bench and under a little ragged gospel tent 6 miles north of Greensboro, North Carolina, that Friday night at 9:30, when the blood was applied, when he put a kiss of pardon on my soul, when he washed away my sins, gave me an importation of divine grace and adopted me into the family of God. And that's as real, beloved, as it was the night that it happened. In fact, more real today than it's ever before in my life. And that's the reason there's some things that you can know that you don't forget. They're positive, infinite realities. And my friends, I'm glad today that I know a little more about the Word, know a little bit more about the light that he shed on the pathway. And I can tell you how you can check up and find out how you're getting along spiritually when truth like we heard this morning and truths that have come from this platform during these 10 days, beloved, if God has revealed some light to you, not because Max Morgan or Harold Lohman or Oral Lovell has said something or something that we have said, but what the book says has revealed light to your pathway. If you've got a responsive heart and, beloved, a heart that is really desirous to know, then my friend, you're further up the road today than you were when this camp meeting started, and you know more about his will for your life. You see, beloved, just because you testify to being saved and sanctified doesn't mean you've arrived. You're just beginning. And we've climbed the ladder of spiritual maturity. I haven't arrived yet. And I thank God for all the light that he wants to show me. And I've got a responsive heart, a receptive heart. I was sitting on the platform, Lakeland Camp Meeting, some years ago, and I was preaching there with Dr. T.M. Anderson. This particular morning, Dr. Anderson came across a truth that seemed to be so simple. I'd preached from it before. I'd heard it time and time again. I read it until I could memorize the passage. But he got something out of that truth that I had never seen. I didn't have to cast away my confidence. I didn't have to get up and go to the altar. But I just sat there and said, thank you, Lord, for the light. I hadn't seen that before, but I appreciate the light. And it changed my life. It changed my whole outlook on some areas of God's divine will. And my friend, you might get some light sometime. And if you do, if you want to know more about the reality of his presence, just accept the light and walk in the light and be obedient to the thing that he reveals to you. And he says in this passage that we Gentiles should be fellow heirs. We should know that we've become heirs with God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. And in knowing that, He says, and of the same body, partakers of his promise in Christ. Did you know they say there are 32,000 promises in the book? We used to sing, every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line. And did you know that most of us can't even comprehend how wonderful the promises of God are? But you and I have a right to be partakers of his promise. We have a right to participate in the effects of his promises. And oh, beloved, hear me. I could stay here till 5 o'clock and never get through telling you how wonderfully adequate he is, not only to make a promise, but to fulfill it. You can know the thrill of his promises. You may think this is a little elementary and you may have heard it before, but some years ago one Sunday morning, a pastor was invited home with two sisters, two maiden ladies, for dinner. And while he was waiting for the noon meal to be prepared, they didn't have a modern hi-fi, TV or radio to be entertained by. The only book he saw, not in the book rack, modern periodicals, they didn't have any. Only book he saw was a little black Bible laying on the table, about two-thirds worn out. And he picked it up and began to thumb through. And he noticed some strange markings out here on the margin. And he kept turning pages, and out there was those markings. And he kept turning and markings again. And out by the side of that particular verse, there was TP. And TP. And TP. Right on down the line. Several places. Finally, his curiosity got the best of him. He went to the kitchen door, and he said, pardon me, ladies, but I've been looking through your Bible here, and I see some strange markings that I can't figure out just what they are, and I'd like to know what does that mean when TP's written out there beside of that particular verse. And he said, one of the sisters got blessed and threw her dish rag in the air, said, glory to God, preacher, don't you know what that means? He said, no, I don't know what that means. She said, well, that means out there where those letters TP are, that that verse has been tried and proved. You can try it and prove it. You can know the reality of it. Some years ago, you'll pardon this personal reference, my wife and I and Leslie were at the Rising Sun Ohio camp meeting up near Findlay. And we left that camp meeting after the afternoon service. On Sunday, I had to get back to North Carolina to start a meeting Monday night. And we hadn't gone 100 miles when my wife became rather desperately ill. I stopped in Charleston, West Virginia, put her to bed in a motel. The next morning, got her situated comfortably in the car and got on home, and immediately I put her under the care of her doctor and a specialist. Her doctor said to me, he said, Mr. Lohman, she is sick. In fact, he said she could have possibly a terminal malignancy. She couldn't keep a thing in her system. Everything of solid food that she ate made her so sick. And I saw her waste away from 112 down below 90 pounds. That was in August. In October, I had to change my schedule, have Janice to come home and help with her mother. And I saw her as she lay there on that bed the first Sunday night in October. She couldn't take a thing but some liquids. And I was feeding her some ice out of a spoon after midnight. And I was supposed to start a meeting the next morning in the United Methodist Church, Faith United Methodist Church in Cartersville, Georgia. And I said, honey, I can't leave you. I'm going to call the preacher and ask him to let me put the meeting off. Or come in late, and I'll never forget it. She said, don't put that meeting off. She said, you go on, and if I don't get better, or if I slip away, they'll call you. At her insistence, I left at 3 o'clock that Sunday morning. I kissed her goodbye, and I got out on Interstate 85, and I started toward Atlanta. And beloved, I began to pray. I began to thank the Lord that he'd given Elizabeth to me. And how she had worked and paid the bills while I went back to Bible school. How that she had stood by me and held up my hands and prayed for me. Never one time a derogatory word toward my ministry, but always prayer and faith and encouragement. And I told the Lord all about that. But I said, Lord, if you need her more in the kingdom, in the city, than I need her here, I'm resigned to your will. But I know you could touch her. And I said, you promised in your word that if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask what you will and it shall be done. And to call on me, and I will show thee great and mighty things which thou knewest not. I got down in the edge of Georgia about 7:30 that morning, and all of a sudden the load lifted. The clouds disappeared. The sunlight of his glory broke in on the horizon of my soul. I went on the meeting, preached that morning, and I had lost so much sleep I slept most of Sunday afternoon. Went to the church that night, brought my message. I didn't wait till I got to the parsonage to call home, but I went in to the pastor's study and I called home, and to my amazing surprise, Elizabeth answered the phone. And I said, honey, I can't believe this. What happened? Her voice broke. She said, Harold, this morning about 7:30.
Yes, sir.
She said, it seemed like a canopy settled right down over my bed. Every bit of that nausea left me. And every bit of that sickness left me. She said, I got up enough strength to fix a bite of breakfast, and I've been to church twice today. And you see, beloved, when you know him, you can be a partaker of his promise.
Our time has come and gone for this edition of The Lights of Spiritual Guidance. I do hope you'll take a few minutes to write us that letter of support so we can stay on your radio station. You can write to me, The Lights of Spiritual Guidance, 1915 Cottage Avenue, Columbus, Indiana, 47201, or go to our website, lomanministries.org, and you can give through the PayPal tab or the Venmo tab on the website. I do hope you'll find a place to worship this weekend. In the state of Illinois, I know you would be welcome at the Church of the Nazarene in Murfreesboro and Faith Chapel in Carrier Mills. In the state of Ohio, Trinity United Brethren Church in Fostoria. And in the state of Kentucky, I know you would be welcome in any of the churches of the Kentucky Mountain Holiness Association. In the state of North Carolina, Charity Baptist Church in High Point and Mount Gilead Methodist Church in Trinity, along with Friendship Baptist Church in Willow Springs. And here in Columbus, Indiana, where this program is produced, Bethel Wesleyan Church, Flintwood Wesleyan Church, and Columbus Free Methodist Church. Till the same time next week, don't forget, my friend, I'm still praying for you.